and got, nearly got boss size hail, was doing damage to my house and all of that. And I thought, where's my shield of faith and all that stuff, you know? And but all of a sudden, you know, that storm, I started looking at that storm and what that storm was doing, and I started sinking, so to speak. Right. Got my eyes off of God, onto that storm, just the same way as Peter when he was on the boat, Jesus told him to come. And miraculously, he got up out of there and walked on the water. Two people in the Bible ever walked on the water, that was Jesus and Peter. But at the word of the Lord, Peter stepped out. How many knows we got the word, the Bible, and we step out in faith on that word? Now in our situations, we each one need to be seeking the Lord to see what word he wants to give us for our situation. Not just picking them out of the Bible, but just finding out what are we supposed to be standing on, Lord? You know, if it's something with healing, stand on 1 Peter 2:24, but be open to the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in what to believe on. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I brought a sermon, and the title was Steady in the Storm. And when that storm came, I started being unsteady there for just a little while. When I walked in the house, and water's coming through the ceilings and all of that stuff, and the Lord asked me, he said, what did you preach Sunday? And I had to think, I preached Steady in the Storm.
Come on.
I mean, oh, that's the Holy Ghost when he reminds you of stuff. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit reminding me of my own sermon that he had given me. How many knows when you're under the anointing and led by the Holy Spirit, that's not your word. You're giving what God is saying. If we can take that and take it and feed on it and be ministered to so that we don't get off course. But you know what? During that, I got my eyes on the Lord, right on the Lord, and I said, glory to God. It don't matter, no weapons formed against me will prosper, God. And it's like what I believed you for, my house is being destroyed. Hallelujah. And I had insurance on it, but you know, at that time, people were saying that the insurance companies wasn't paying enough to fix them. They just wasn't paying enough to fix them. And I've heard of them going up there and denting the roof for to make sure it's all covered. I made up my mind. I told the Lord, I said, I'm not putting my trust in the insurance companies, Lord. I'm keeping my heart fixed on you. I'm telling you, a king that unlocks the door for God, the God that is able to do abundantly above. See, it's not in our fear and all that God's able to move. It's not in our frustrations. It's in our faith, our confidence toward him. And the enemy wants the course that we're on. He wants to throw things in our, to steal that confidence that we have in the Lord before the storm. But in the storm, we want to have the same confidence. When everything is going backwards, we must stay steady on the course that we're in, that our God can lead us on in to the promises of God.
Amen.
See, there were many in the Bible that went out in the, that was led out into the, across the desert to the promised land. The journey was long. The journey was only 11 days long. And they got out there, they were praising God, then it started getting hot. They didn't have no water. They didn't like what God was feeding them and all that stuff, you know. And the journey took them 40 years. God made them wander in that wilderness for 40 years. But you know what? Caleb and Joshua was having to wander with them. But you know what? Caleb and they all got over to the edge of the promised land, and that they was only a hand of a few, a couple of few got to go in. But Caleb and Joshua were two of them. Even at that time, Moses sent 12 spies up there to see if the land was like God said. They didn't know if it was like God said. God told them way back under 40 years ago what this land is going to be like. And what I'm saying to you is that Bible gives us a course. If we will love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, if we will acknowledge him in all of our ways, he'll direct our path. We have the same promises of God.
Amen.
They went in there. And 10 of them come back. There's giants there. Yes, the land's like that. It really is. Yeah, God, this is like God. But there's giants. See, you can say today, yes, the Bible says that he'll work all things together for the good of those that love the Lord. But you don't know my situation. That's the same thing they did. Caleb and Joshua went in. Let God, they come out. They said they're giants. We're like grasshoppers. See, your trial might be big. Your trial might be real, and it might be big, but our God is big.
Amen.
Our God is bigger than any trial we'll ever face. He's bigger than the Red Sea. He's bigger than the Jordan River. He's bigger than the locust. He's bigger. He's bigger than the heat.
Come on.
If we let Him be. The Lord told me one time, He said, son, He said, you've got to magnify me. You know what? I said a sage fell on fire one time with a magnifying glass. They had to call the fire department. Boy, the kids don't need to get no magnifying glass now. The way out there, boy, yeah, starting smoke, yeah, yep. You ain't thinking, man, the wind's blowing. If you go, them sage fields will go like, I mean, they go. Not magnified that, man. I'm like smoke coming out of there, and all of a sudden, boom, like that, and I'm stomping it out. It's too late. William got in it. Man, I'm out in the middle of that thing and just taking off, you know, and all of that, you know, and they call the fire department. You know, I don't magnify. If I magnify anything, it's out around by itself because it'll set a fire. Well, you know what? What it did, the magnifying glass magnified the sun to the point to where it starts a fire. Did you know when we magnify the Lord, it'll start a fire on the inside of me and you? It'll burn too, man. I'm telling you, there's something on the inside of me. Trials just, they come, but they just make me want to go deeper. They make me, I'm like, where's the next one? Told Travis today, I went down there and working on the last bit of one of my puns. Y'all get tired of hearing that. That's okay. That's my pun. I'm working on it.
Come on.
Y'all not quit working on your dream.
Come on.
Y'all don't care if it takes through. I've been pecking on it 3 years. I've been sitting there telling Trisha, that, God, you're wearing me out with all of this. And she ain't even done nothing. Just what I'm telling her I'm doing.
Come on.
You're making me tired listening to that. I'm a busy man. I want to be busy. You know, I like making progress. I like progressing in the kingdom, progressing in my vision. Hallelujah. I've been pecking on that for 3 years down there. Well, I done blowed up and wore out two dozers and a backhoe, the track hole, and I've got me another backhoe now, you know. Got down there and got stuck. Told Travis this morning, I said, I need you to go over and help you pull out there. Well, you know what? When I got stuck, I thought, what's the use? Every time I go to dig on something, something breaks. First, it was the starter went out. Then the outrigger broke off of it. The starter went out. A hose blowed out. And I got over there and I started thinking, what is the use, man? Just leave it a mud hole. See, you can't have that mentality in your life.
Right.
No, I ain't going to leave it a mud hole. So I go down there and I fix the outrigger on there and I go, but God, I said, I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty. I will. We talked about our words, remember?
Come on.
And so I said, I'm gonna dig you. You will be done. In Jesus' name. Well, I'm not looking at the task now. I'm looking at the end of it. See, you got to see past the trial that you're in or going through or the one that's going to come next week, sweetheart. There's going to be trial after trial after trial come in our life. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Bible says that God delivers them out of them all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, it said it back when I got saved, and it's still saying it now, Mac. It'll do the same thing it did back when I got saved if I'll do it, use it now. Got to yield to it. Well, I go down there, Travis, he pulls me out. And I told him, we're going up through there, and I told Travis, was on the gator, I said, you know, I want to start saying, if it ain't one thing, it's another when I try to do something, but I said, but I know better than to use those words. Well, I went on and I dug and dug and dug, nothing broke. I mean, I got her done. I did all of that. And I might go down there and do a little pecking around. If it don't rain, maybe a little bit more and dig a little more dirt out and go a little deep. I like going deep.
Amen.
Deeper you got, the deeper the water, the less it evaporates. See, the deeper we go in God, the less we get into.
Right. Come on.
Give me that Mark 11, man. Jesus answered, this is red letter, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. One translation says, have the faith of God. But the scripture said, every man's been given the measure of faith. So we as Christians have the faith that God has. I know it's shocking. I didn't write that Bible. I just believe it.
Amen.
I got God faith.
Right.
I got God faith. And God faith gets God results, right?
Right.
God faith says, Red Sea, roll back.
Yep.
It rolled back. God's faith said, give them a cloud by night in the desert, so they by day in the desert, so they don't burn up. Torch. God's faith says, give them a fire by night, so they can stay warm. Evidently, it got amazingly cold out there. See, the God kind of faith, when we speak the words of God in our, that's why it's important to read the Word of God, to stay in the Word, to keep your mind on the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, think in the Word of God, speak in the Word of God. Then when the Holy Spirit wants to come and give you an on-time Word for your situations, you've already been in the Word, you've already been saturating yourself with the Word, you've had your mind on the things of God, you've been had some praise and worship going on, instead of WZZK. You're not a trial in the making. You're victory. You got victory before you hit the trial.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. See, don't try to gain faith in the trial. Get ready before the trial. You know, when I backslid on the Lord, it didn't start one day I decided not to. It's that I stopped praying like I used to. I stopped fasting once a week or twice or three times a week, whatever I fasted. I stopped going to church on Sunday night. Then I stopped on Wednesday night. Before you know it, I wasn't going on Sunday. I'm backslid. See, it wasn't that God got far away. It's that I began to walk away from God. And the further that I walk away from God, the less confidence I have in the things pertaining to my life. And I don't know if everybody's the same way, but I guess that's the way it goes. Then he says, verily I say, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what mountain? What mountain you got in front of you right now? What mountain? Jesus said, whoever says to the mountain, be thou removed. Instead of saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Every time I go, I mean, look, man. Teresa goes to try to weed eat. The weed eater won't crank.
God, that this weed eater won't crank. It won't.
That's the last thing I need at work. So you know what I do? I come home and I say, no, it was pressure washer. I say, okay. So I go home and I say, get in. Where are we going? I'm going to get a pressure washer. Let's fix this problem. I ain't heard that phone ring since, Mac. But God, she just gets out there, fires it up, pressure washes the house, the porch, and everything else. Then Travis goes to use it. He's pressure washing everything. That's what God does. I spoke to it. I said, you will be no more in my life. And you know where it went? To the dumps, to the junk pile up there. And then somebody come along, had a little more confidence in it than I did, and it was David. He said, what you going to do with that? I said, you're going to take it home.
Stop telling him that.
Well, you know what? He done went and got it finished, pressure washing the whole house down, went over there and said, can I pressure wash the sign? I said, just help yourself. He said, can I pressure wash the church? Oh, boy, God's anointing that pressure washer.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. I mean, got him fired up on a pressure washer. And I'm happy at home. I ain't heard no phone ring. God said he'll supply all of our needs, of course. Well, if I had your kind of money, you do.
Yep.
Money's not the problem. Money ain't the problem. The believing's the problem. The confidence is the problem. The knowing that my God will supply all of my needs according to, there's the key. That's what Caleb and Joshua had. That's why they went up there and got, Caleb told God, tell me where that mountain is. Give me that mountain you told me 40 years ago, God, I want it. He promised him a mountain, the name of the mountain. And God gave him the name of the mountain. And he went to the mountain.
Amen.
Amen.
He wouldn't turn loose of the promises of God. And how much more me and you filled with the Holy Spirit, got the indwelling of the Spirit of God living on the inside of us that they didn't have. God was with them and he would come on them and he would talk with them through prophets and all that. He talks to us today by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Boy, there's times I'll take that word to God and I'll say, God, unless you speak something else to me, I'm standing on this word right here and I'm like a pit bulldog with a bone. But God, you know, I'm not even scared at all. And I walked up on a German Shepherd and he goes, yeah. And I said,
hey, puppy.
He didn't hear it. And I said, okay, I shut the door. I thought this is ain't my domain right now. Usually, man, I'm not scared of them dogs. But he got the bluff on me right quick with them eyes, man. Them German Shepherds are territorial. They mean business. They're like the devil. He means business. He's out to kill, to steal. We can't be so churched that we don't hear the voice of God. It's so churched that we know all the scriptures, but we're not embracing the Word of God. Everybody knows the Word of head knowledge. There's no faith in your head at all. You can have knowledge of the Scripture and all that. Faith is of the heart. Mm-hmm. With the heart, man believes, the Bible says, unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I got saved, and somebody told me, I need to go tell everybody and confess. How about confession? You're saved. Well, I mean, a whole onion, I knew I was saved. Look, God, I went down there to work. 30-something employees down there. I walked through there. I'm saved. You are? Yeah. I'm saved. You are? Yeah. I'm saved, saved. I'm saved. Went to my boss. I'm saved. He said, you are? I said, yeah.
Amen.
I thought, well, they told me to confess, so my God, I'm going to let it be known. Blow the trumpet in Zion, I guess. Praise God. Now, a lot of them, I didn't know they're saved. I'm saved, too. I said, are you? God, I thought you were the devil down here, man. Hallelujah. Now, a lick of faith in some of those folk that were going to church and all that. I'm not downing them. I'm not downing them. I'm just telling you. I thought, nope, never be like that. But God, if I'm going to be a Christian, I'm going to get in that Bible. I ain't going to waste my time. If I'm going to serve the Lord, I want to see his power. I don't want to just go to church and say, well, I go to church. You know, yeah, I go to church every time the door opens. Every time. I don't want to be that kind of Christian. I go to church, yes, every time the door opens, but I want victory.
Yes.
I don't want no part-time God. I want a full-time God that's full-time covering me and taking care of us, hallelujah, shielding us from COVID and the next rad. They got another one. They predicted COVID-19 in 2017. Mm-hmm. What's his name, our doctor?
Fauci.
Met the Fauci. Paid him over. Researched this thing. See, it was predicted back. It didn't just come up in 2018. That name's been around, COVID, for a while. We learn when the truth comes out.
Come on.
Go quiet, man.
Come on.
You can do your homework. And if you just listen to a lot of them, if you're really listening and you're not caught up in their junk, you can hear things. You can hear things and you'll be like, did they just say what I thought they said? Instead of all these eloquent words that mean you would have to go to the dictionary to figure out what they mean. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a little example. But we're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Amen.
Bible says me and you have an anointing and we know all things. I do. It says it in my Bible. I don't know about yours. You got the wrong Bible maybe. Now, it says in there that we have an unction from the Holy Ghost and we know all things. Okay, my sister going to take care of my mom. Back my mom was living. And so, I told that lawyer, I said, well, I want one word in there that means you do everything I tell you to do, and if you don't, you disannul mine and your agreement. I said, I want one word. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. I want it in there. So I put it in there. I put it in there when I'm transferring. I'm going to give my sister land and my home and everything. So I put it in there. And when it got the end of it, I told her, I said, well, you broke everything. What? I ain't done nothing wrong. I said, oh, yeah, you do. I done studied that word he put in there. I didn't know what it meant. I went to the dictionary and found out what the word meant. She broke everything. I could not give her enough. Over one word that she didn't understand. See, the Bible says in all of our getting, get what?
Understanding.
The Bible says that we're to know and understand what the will of the Lord is. So me and you's got to figure out what the... I remember when I went through and didn't have any money. Kind of like what I'm going through now. A little different. Doors ain't coming in. I mean, you know, and all that stuff. And bills keep going, you know, and things keep rocking, and people need to work, and people need paid, and all of that stuff, and no doors coming. Been about 4, 5, 6 weeks, have maybe 3 or 4 doors in, and it looks like going to be another couple of weeks before they still start trickling according to what they're saying, which I believe in God, and all of that, you know. And so I thought, what do I do? I do the same thing I've been doing for 20-something years. I stand and speak to that mountain. And I say, God, you will come through. You will always come through. You have always come through. And you will come through in this situation. And God does. And God will.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Went through and I told Teresa, I said, because we're down to our last meal, Matt. Now, it ain't no big deal to me, Teresa. We fell in love. We slept in the cars, man. You know, had an old sheepskin. We got somewhere. That was our blanket, man. We just in love, sucking up. I got a little bit of oxygen because we like to sleep face to face. You know, in love, man. She never got a bad breath. It never stung. If it did, I didn't pay no attention. Love covers, don't it? Bible says it. So, you know, it ain't no big deal for us, man. I mean, we took a bath in the river. I remember one time me and her were talking about it the other night. You know, used to be a log cabin there in Cleveland. I mean, Rosa, right there on the road. It's still there. Well, I rented that thing, and it had a bathroom, but something was wrong with the toilet and all that. It stopped up or something. Didn't have no shower in there. So I went out there, hooked up the water hose, hung it over the power line. And she said, under all them votes, man. Hung it over the power line. You know, I told her, I said, I never even thought about it, man. It was just a line hanging there. I mean, there was a bunch of votes coming through there. We had power on it, Matt. And water, man, I got the water hose hanging over the power coming to the house. So, you know, a little trial shouldn't bother me when I get over here and get saying, oh, what's wrong with me? Oh, what's going on? What's wrong? I was tough out there in the world. I get over here in the kingdom of God and I can't go through nothing without getting discouraged. Come on, something wrong with me. Right. How much more should we be bold against despair and oppression? I remember I didn't have any money. Travis, he's on up there about 12, 13, I don't know. But we're going through this major financial trial. We're behind on everything, our house and everything we believe God for, 3 months behind. They done sent a letter of quick foreclosure. We got to get out, you know, and the banks are fixing to take my trucks. And everything that I owned, I owed on at that time about it, for people and all that. So we were fixing to be homeless. And I thought, man, shouldn't have given our house away. I thought, well, I could go live down there at the fellowship hall, man. We'll temporarily go down. I mean, I'm trying to figure out everything for us to survive. And none of that's going to work. But anyways, Satan kept telling me,
boy, what a husband you are. If you was a real husband, you'd done had your wife's house paid for. If you was a real husband, you'd have got a job a long time ago and wouldn't let everything get behind like it is. You're worthless. And you know what I did? I thought about it. I thought, she deserves better. She deserves. When you get in there with the devil, you're just going, I'm a dirt bag. I'm just an old dirt bag. What does the Bible say I am? The Bible says I'm a king and a priest unto God. Now, I believed it before I got in that trial. Got in that trial, and here comes that devil. You're worthless. You're just a bad parent. I couldn't even buy a Pepsi Cola for my son on the way to church. I drove the church pastor in this church below empty for weeks. The offering, I started to steal some money out of it.
Are y'all shocked? I thought, man, Judas did it. And then he hanged himself. Things would only get worse.
Amen.
Judas did it, went and hung himself, Matt. He stole money. Then went and hung himself and betrayed Jesus. And I thought, but God, God's real. You know what? I never run out of gas. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm telling you this dream. Don't just take my story here like it's nothing to you, that it's just my story. No, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Do some following. Do some gaining ground. Do some getting up. Do some going forward. Do some fasting. I get hungry first thing. We all do. I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. Hardly ever wake up 4 o'clock in the morning in my bed and go, I'm thinking 3 eggs over medium, boy, glory to God. Get up and fry some bacon and biscuits and all that. And God will say, fast. I'm not known, Jesus. Not today, Jesus. Y'all quiet. Y'all need to fast, I tell you.
Oh.
Y'all were doing good like after that. Woo, yeah. Fasting's good. It quiets the soul. It quiets. That flesh begins to get weaker. Weaker and weaker. That's a good thing. See, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, the strong spirit of a man, not the strong gut. Not the strong belly. Now you can tell I need to do some more. I'm thinking about it. Thoughts don't do you no good either, unless you use them. But you know what? I had to rise up, you know, and I let God walk out of my house one day, and I said, Satan, let me give you some notice today, you idiot. I'm the best thing, right in the middle of him telling me, I'm no good, I'm not a good father, you know, if I was a good father. I even go to Teresa and I say, oh, I need to get a job. She said, what's the Lord say? See, it ain't about, a need's not a leading. Come on, somebody, a need is not a leading. I've heard preachers say the brook dried up, so Joshua had to move because the brook dried up. No, Joshua was commanded to stay there by the brook. The brook dried up and didn't. And then he told him, he said, go to Nineveh. That was not a leading for Joshua to leave. And Joshua didn't leave because the brook dried up. So don't ever let a preacher tell you that. God said, go down by the brook and I'll sustain you. Well, he took care of him till the time. Whatever timing he needed him over there at Zarephath, and it was, the ravens fed him, I mean, in water by the brook and all of that. You see, when you get in a trial, it's not a leading for you to get up and move.
That's right. Come on.
Well, it's getting hard at Faithway Christian Center. Well, good.
It's not a time to move and go over where you can get some candy.
Right.
Go ahead and get a pork chop, and then we'll move you up to a steak later. Right? Hey, we're an army. We got a commander-in-chief. Hallelujah. That knows. I mean, he's the captain of our salvation, man. I mean, listen, he's the captain. A good captain supplies the ship before he ever gets the crew on it. He makes sure they got all the fishing equipment, whatever they need for that ship. A good captain don't say, well, we'll worry about it when we get there. Come on, man. That don't even make a lick of sense, does it? Yeah, my car's skipping, but we'll just fix it when it quits. You better get some plugs in it. But we got to speak to that mountain. Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea and shall not doubt in his heart. See, you got to have the word living in the heart. Your head will make you doubt, but it can't make you hard if you don't get it in there. I'm telling you right now, thoughts and all that. So anyways, I walked out after all of that. And I felt like she deserves somebody better, you know, that can give her a better living, a house paid off and all of that, you know. And listening to all of that junk, you're not a good dad. You're not a good pastor. You think you're the only one Satan tells you you're worthless? You don't tell me that. Good, you got to shield faith up. When you do, you don't even pay attention to it, idiot.
Come on.
Right? I get out there in my yard and I just declared war. I said, let me declare something to you, you idiot. I'm the best thing ever happened to my wife other than Jesus, and she knows it, but God. And I know it. And you ain't nothing but a liar. There ain't nobody loves my son and my wife like I do. Nobody, you idiot. And you ain't going to convince me because I'm in a trial that I'm worthless. I'm not worthless. I am a king. Then I'll begin to go over those scriptures. I'm a king and a priest unto God, and I'm taking down your kingdom, you idiot. Amen. You think I'm going to back down because of this trial? And then I told him, I said, my God will bring me out with a mighty hand. You watch it. You're going to hell. Did you know he ain't been to hell yet, but he's going.
That's right.
Jesus did. And Jesus went to hell. Lower Park Nurse stayed 3 days. The Bible says he took the keys to death, hell, and grave. Hallelujah! Heaven's our own. Matt, just think about it. Boy, when that trumpet sounds and Jesus tells them angels, go and gather my children from the... God says, go and gather. And he says, angels, go. I mean, we're going to be caught up in a twinkling of an eye. And I mean, we're going to be like... in heaven, we're going to hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. This don't even give justice to what I thought it was down yonder. I mean, it's going to be so, he's the light there. Oh, glory to God. We're just getting started. We're not even living now. You wait till Jesus comes back and we're out of here. That Bible is true. We're going to live forever in the presence of God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know what? I found a scripture in the Bible where it says for us that we can have heaven on earth here. Jesus said, God told me one time back under, right after I got saved, he said, there ain't no need in getting nothing now. I mean, houses and all that, because Jesus is coming back. You know, he's coming back soon. Ain't no need getting no houses and all that, you know, and I'm thinking, I thought, oh man, I want a house. Men, priests, and we took them out in the river. Oh, come out, I want a house. Good thing I didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm reading in there, and I'm reading the Bible. Somebody say, reading the Bible. Yeah. Your word is like water to my soul.
Amen.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. Psalmist David says, Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path.
Yes.
Your path might be dark. You might not know what your future is. But I mean, if you'll seek him and fast and say, God, I'm going to, you have your wisdom. You don't have to know how it's going to come. I'm telling you, begin to walk in the wisdom of God. What was that? I forgot. All right, then. Be then be thou cast in, shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And I go around declaring glory to God. Somebody told me the other day, said, what you doing up there? I said, I'm working on my future. When I'm up that land. What you doing? Working on my future. When you going to work, don't say I'm going to work, just pay the bill. I got my bills, well, I got a bed. Not say I'm working on my future. Take care of the future. Don't have this mentality. Oh. So off to work I go. That come out of the devil's Bible. What's supposed to be our supply? The blessing, right? The blessing of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying don't work and all that, but we got to be kingdom-minded about when we're working. We're there. Listen, that place is not our source. Jesus is our source.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He keeps our bodies well. He keeps us thinking straight. He puts us in places where we're exalted.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I go around all the time. I make big money, less work, man. Big money. More big jobs, less work, more money.
Yeah.
Now you're the boss. You're missing the picture.
What?
I wasn't the boss when I started doing that. I worked and I brought home $225 a week when I started doing that. See, you think it's just right now that I do that. And you think you think I've got money, the only reason I say that. I do got money. You know what you do too? All of us got money, something. I'm plumb broke tonight. Well, I got some money in my pocket, I give it to you. But you need to tithe on it.
Right.
If I give you $50, you need to tithe $5.
Right.
Well, I mean, I could get a bag of loaf. That's why you ain't got money to get a bag of loaf bread, sweetheart.
You got it?
Amen.
Well, when I get enough money, I'll tithe. You won't never tithe. Because the more money you get, the same Spirit's working on you when you got no money and then when you get a bunch of money. When God asks you to give, God understands my heart. I mean, I can't afford it. My light bill's coming up. Blah, 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 blah. When God said, I didn't say when man said, I said when God. Because you know what God does? God sent Elijah over to Zarephath. The first thing Elijah said is, cook me something to eat. I don't think he knew that the famine over. I don't know. He just walks into the village, I guess. I don't know. The Bible don't really say. He's hungry, man. He's been coming all the way from over yonder. I imagine all them rabbits running. He killed nothing all the way. I don't know. And so I imagine he ain't thought about what's going on. I don't know. I usually don't know what's going on in your life, but I'll touch on things and praise God. It's God.
Amen.
Yes.
I mean, I have people all the time. Did she tell you what's going on in our lives? I'm like, what you talking about, man? You preached just straight to us. I said, that wasn't me, that was Jesus. I said, what do you think? He ain't over at your house? You think you don't know nothing about your situation?
Come on.
That's what church is for. I hope I hit something every one of y'all. I hope it. I hope that I hit it so good under the anointing, every one of y'all's like, Lord, that was just for me, good or bad. That was just for me. That sermon was made for, that means I hit it. That means I heard from him. That means I flowed with him.
Amen.
They come one time. See, y'all don't need to be too nosy about each other's business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let the world do that. We want to be where we're not judgmental. Where we don't create wars you don't have to fight.
Amen.
Don't be busybody. I don't want to know nothing about y'all. I know too much about you. Trying to hinder me from preaching, Johnny, when I know it.
Good God, I need to get a sermon on how to get a car because somebody needs a car. No, no, I need to hear from the Lord.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Somebody got to me one time and said, did you hear what Brother Brad said? I said, hold on. That's what you need to do. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And come up with that saying one time, speak to the hand, because the ear is not listening. I'm like, God, I did it in church. Somebody, dear sisters, I said, whoa, forgive me. And I say, what's that? I say, talk to that, because this ain't listening. Mm-hmm. And again, they're not shocked. That new saying come out of the world, but I used it. Yeah. Now, don't tell me nothing about them. I'll just pray for them. And you hear what Brother Brad said? What Brother Brad done? I said, hold on. They come all the way to my house now. I said, hold on a minute. Well, I'm going to go to church together. I said, hold on a minute. I said, let's wait till Sunday. I said, and we'll get Brother Bradley in the room. I said, then you tell me.
Yeah.
I said, that way Bradley can, you know, let us know if everything's correct or whatever.
Right.
They didn't come to church Sunday. I was excited, Juddy. I'm like, yeah, man, we'll get this straight right out this morning. Let God help me. I can go around and say, hey, man, you got a minute? Somebody wants to tell me something about you.
Amen.
I said, reckon you. Oh, yeah, yeah, ain't no problem. I didn't show up for church. Put a quietness on that devil, didn't I? Let God go get something in my ears. Just when I'm sitting down here trying to listen to my pastor, those thoughts are going off in my mind. Or you hear something about one another in here, and then you come in here and they're like, "Woo glory!" Like the Jack T does, "Woo glory!"
Right.
They're like, "Yeah, I know what he was doing the other day." Now you get robbed.
Yeah.
He might have been doing something the other day, but you know, he repented right after he done it. Now he's in right standing with the Lord, and you're getting robbed because of what you know.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless him, Lord.
We're smarter than the devil, man.
Yeah.
And all he's trying to do is steal my stuff out there, get my joy, my peace, my fire, my get up and go.
That's right.
And you know what? Here I am all these days later. I spoke to that mountain, my house, your mind. I laid my hands on it. Last time the bank called me, but God, I told him, I said, you listen to me. I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, you're just working there. I said, but I'm getting tired of y'all calling me three times every day. Man, I got three calls a day from them. I'm not exaggerating. And it wasn't just them. Everybody was calling. When Satan's trying to turn, he don't just light one fire. He tries to light a bunch of them. He tries to overwhelm you all at one time. But you know what? There's one. The Bible says we have the same spirit of faith. One spirit. We just got to rise up and don't let that stuff come on us. And just, I mean, you know, I think trials and the enemy and thoughts are like kryptonite to Superman.
Yeah.
Kryptonite to him, you know. That's the only way you can get the dude down. I mean, you give him a little putty of kryptonite, dude. And he's like, ooh. And I'm like, come on, Superman. Kick it out of the way or something, man. Come on. Let that kryptonite, that's a little ball there, dude. See, that's the way we are if we're not careful. We get some kryptonite. Them thoughts, you're no good, liar. But God, my wife's house almost paid for. All our vehicles was paid for. We didn't lose not one thing. But God, she used to have to go into the grocery store with a calculator. I was in there one day with a case. She's like, now you add the taxes. And so we get down there and I'm like, man, can we get some more? No, we're out of money. I declared that day. I said, not many days from now. I said, you will not bring that calculator. I spoke to that mountain Johnny. I didn't know she's doing it. But I went with her. And I'm like, look, God, if I want an extra gallon of milk, I'm going to have an extra gallon of milk. How many knows you can have what you want if you can believe God? You can believe God. Anything He says, if you will believe Him, I'm telling you. I told her, I said, not many days from now, bless God, you won't go in that grocery store with a calculator, bless God. You'll go in there and fill them buggies up and not even think about it. I went out and I told that devil, I said, I caught you now, homeboy. I said, but God, you ain't going to have my house in poverty. That's not going to happen. When we came out of that great trial we came out of, see, don't look at your trial. Look at coming out of your trial. Because once you come out of the trial, you whip some things.
That's right. Come on.
You put some things under your feet. You burnt some bridges. And you know what she told me the other day? She said, good Lord, it was $300 in the grocery store. I thought, praise God. Praise God. I mean, she came in with three bags. Good Lord, it was $300 in there. Did you get me something? No, I didn't get you nothing. She didn't tell me that. She always asked me anything you want from the grocery store. No, but I'll thank you. I ain't nothing I can think of or want. That's a good place, man. That just ain't nothing I want.
Bless the Lord. Come on.
I want some loaf bread that night. Didn't have none in cabin without Travis. Give me some loaf bread, boy. I need four pieces. I ain't going to. I thought to myself, I don't feel like going to the grocery store. I can go over and eat your amount of loaf bread if I want to, but I'm not going. It's just right out there. So just keep buying it, baby. Keep stocked up. Hope you got some ravioli and all that. If I get one tomorrow, I'm going to his house. Well, I raised him. I got a couple of $1 million in him, probably. Ever been a $2 million? You just count it up from the time we're born. Them diapers was high back then, I thought. I told Teresa, I said, we could do like moms. What did you do? I said, man, we have cloth diapers, man. You get all that stink out there in the toilet. Get the scrub board. Go hang them out. Have you ever seen the clothes on the line that ain't got no fabric softener?
Yep.
The wind blows and they're... Man, there ain't nothing soft about that. Them babies were tough, though. We were tough. Well, God, we didn't need no, we never needed any powders on our hands. We were tough, man. We wore boards. So, Travis, Aubrey, you know, she up there about 3 years old.
Who's taking your potty training $30 a week?
I said, you signed up for it. And then you want another one. Then you got another one. So, when you're grabbing about the $35, potty train them. Ain't that simple?
Yeah.
Get on the commode, boy. I went there and preached. Take him to the commode, Papa. And I'm like, great. They go in there, man. I said, let's go to potty.
I don't, Papa, I don't want a potty.
I said, Grandma said, you're pottying. I said, here. She said, put the thing. I was going to set him on her when he fell through. I didn't know, you know, get a little thing. Man, set him on. I almost set him on it, man. I heard her.
Get that little thing in there where he won't fall through into the toilet.
He would have too. He'd have fell right in there. Put that thing up there. And I pull it down, everything, set him up there. And he's going,
I don't want that, my phone. I don't want to. I said, just do it, man. Come on. It's going to take a long time, you know. Come on. Just do something. Would you do something? I just don't want to, Papa.
And I thought, bless God, this ain't my job.
That's good.
That's Travis now, look. Bless God, this is Tuesday night, man. It's dirty bedtime.
Man, it's taking too long. I didn't sign up for that. I had all I wanted.
Right? Get them babies potty trained, send them out there, but God. Then you tell them, Aubrey, go to the bathroom. You ain't got to go nowhere with her.
Okay, Papa.
Done, done. But you know what, praise God? We can hang in there for you know it. He'll be potty trained. All of that trial's over. All of that's over. Won't ever have to do over again. See, once you come through trials, if you come out smelling good, don't let it get you, man. If Satan's messing with y'all about who you are. See, he went to Jesus. He said, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down. He's challenging Jesus' identity.
Right.
If you really are the Son of God, turn these breads into stone. He knew he was fasting. He's messing with Jesus. He's messing with Jesus. And he's trying to get Jesus to mess with his identity. That's all he does with me and you. Boy, what a pastor. I felt like an awful pastor before. I don't now. Y'all hung in here and made me feel good. All them times I thought I had a bad, hard sermon, and y'all, I didn't know if you was going to make it. Sometimes I'd hit the anointing and miss it and feel awful when I leave. I didn't know what happened to a preacher, did you? It sure does.
Bless him, Lord.
Jones, I'm sorry, Lord. I slept too long this evening, God, and I didn't get the word like I needed to, God.
Come on.
But I'm the best pastor you've ever had. God give y'all me. I'm the best thing that ever happened to you other Jesus.
That's it. Come on.
Why? I'm a gift. I'm a gift of the Lord. I'm a gift. You're the best thing ever happened to one another. He's brought us all together, planted us in the house of the Lord together. There ain't no other place you would rather be. You're in the best place you could ever be, in the will of the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Because there's a corporate anointing in the will of the Lord God Almighty, anointing to increase and anointing to make it through. And then you've got prayer warriors praying for you, lifting you up to the Lord, fasting for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's a gift. You're a gift.
Hallelujah.
And so don't you ever let that devil say, yeah, well. I remember somebody going through something one time and one of them felt like that the people didn't want to be around them because they had a lot of trials going on. And so I thought, well, nobody knows about the trials at church. Nobody knows about the trials. I thought that had to be the devil. I mean, if I feel like you don't want to be around me, Mac, because I got a lot of trials going on, and you don't know nothing about my trial, I'm wrong. Right? That devil's lying to me. He's lying to me, praise God. See, you got to watch that devil. He'll lie to you. He'll try to tell you you're worthless. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. He is a liar. Liar, liar. Y'all sitting out there that don't go to church, listening by way of Facebook, all over the world, they can't gather in church right now in India and different places. They're locked down again, completely. Church is locked down. They even stopped our money because it had Faith Way Christian Center on it. They won't even, the government over there, we got it good over here. The government over there right now stopped that money because it had Faith Way Christian Center on it. So I called the bank up, and they're like, well, we can't do nothing to do about it. I said, what do you mean there ain't nothing you can do about it? My money's over. I said, you take my money back. Or whatever you got to do. I said, I don't know what you got to do, but you got to do something.
Right.
I thought, Chuck messaged over. I thought, well, by God, I'll call the bank in India. If you got a telephone number to reach over there, it's a long way over. Right now it's daylight over there, man. They're a whole world away from us. I mean, it's daylight right now over there. It's night over here. We're on the other side of the earth, man. So I got the email address and I got the phone number to that bank, and I had Travis to flash it or whatever on your phone. He's up on that swabby stuff. You know, and then I called the banker lady. I said, give me your cell phone. That's where I text you, because I ain't up on this email stuff.
My cell phone?
I said, I need your cell phone.
So she said, it's blah, 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 blah. Told me. I thought, well, that's right. I'm fine now.
So I sent it to her. I sent it text. And so I called her today. That was Monday. So I called her today. I said, what's up? I reclaimed it. I don't know how long it's going to take. I said, okay, don't put the church on it. I said, whatever it costs me, don't make no difference. That money's going, Johnny. It's going to get there in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Now I can lay down, well, the devil, you know, he's just powerful over there.
Well, we're going to send the anointing.
Amen.
The anointing. You know what the anointing is? It's the yoke-breaking power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so now I'm having to fight a little bit to get money over. You believe that? But I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight to get the out of faith. And you know what I was going to tell her? I was going to tell her, listen, I'll be down there in just a couple hours and I'm closing out every account I've got down there, saving the account and everything. And I'm going up on a hill there to people banking. But God, they'll get my money in India. I thought, I'm not going to go that far right now. But if I have to, the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffered violent, but the violent take it by force. You let me tell you something. The garage door people call me because they want their door fixed. They call me and I'm going. Right? If I don't go, guess what? They're going to get somebody else. Why? Because they want somebody that will get the job done. And God wants somebody with for your kids, for your wife, for your husband. I mean, husband, you play a part too. You need to pray and fast for your kids and for your future and for your husband.
Amen.
I had a brother tell me one time, I'm just lonely. I'm lonely. I'm going to go find me a woman. I said, you better wait on God, old boy. Well, he come to me and he said, I had a dream. And she was, beautiful, brown hair. He told me the dream. He said, and I run across her. And the Spirit of God spoke to me later on, and I'm praying for her. He said, would you marry us? And I said, I'm already married.
Yeah. I mess with him, Daddy. I say, nah, I'm already married. I ain't married y'all.
I said, yeah, sure I will. I told him before. Well, the Spirit of God spoke to him, and he said, she's not it.
Oh,
I said, I'm not calling him, Lord. I said, you line it up, Lord, where I run into him or something. And I hardly ever run into him. The very next day, run into him, hey, reckon you could run me? And I'm like, oh, God, I got to tell him now. So we're going down the road, and I said, hey, man. I said, the Spirit of God spoke to me about that woman you met. I said, I ain't never met her. He said, she ain't it. I said, you better leave her alone. Oh, no, she's an oasis. She was the first oasis. The other one, the second oasis, and the other one, the third oasis. Been married three or four times, I think, since then, you know. I mean, it was hell everywhere. Took him to the cleaners. It was nothing but trouble. Next one was trouble. Next one was... So pray and fast about your husband and wife. I told him, I said, maybe you need to go to the house of God. Now I found her in a huddle house. Ooh, really? Everybody done found her in a huddle house. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
I ain't going to huddle house looking. If something happens to the priest, I'm not going to huddle house. Nah, I'm going to church. I'm going to go to church.
That's right.
I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to be independent like my mama told me. I wouldn't have a man tell me what to do. Nothing. I talked her into going out on a date one time. Just go get a hamburger with a dude, you know. Just go get a... Oh, she got about that dude for 6 weeks.
Old fogey man. He ain't tell her, come over here telling me nothing. I don't want...
And we try to set her up again. Y'all leave me alone. I'm happy just me and Jesus. And Jesus ain't telling me nothing to do. I'm already doing everything. I'm like, okay. Praise God. I don't know where that comes from.
Come on.
Seek the Lord on that stuff. He says, you shall have whatsoever you say. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You need to go meditate on this scripture till it gets down in there till when you need money, you say, I already got it. Well, how come you broke? It just ain't there yet. When did you get it? I found out and I prayed 8 weeks ago. I prayed for my house. I prayed and believed God to receive my house and waited 10 years. I wouldn't quit, Matt. But God, I rode every back road when I was off work, you know, and had time. I rode it looking for it. Just the road it's on, Lord. I'd start down that road. This it, Lord. And I'm looking at every house. And I'm like, nah, they're all not empty. I did that for 10 years. And then all of a sudden. Somebody say all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
I turned down that road, like God. And look down there, there was a for sale sign, half covered up in the mud, barely could see half there. I stopped on the road, I said, no. I looked, man, it's a brick house. Looked down a little further, ooh, man, there's a shop up there. Looked down a little further, it's all growed up. I thought, oh yeah, clean all that off. You know, that's where I live today. Spent 2 or 3 years cleaning it off, believing God for extra help. So what I'm telling you tonight is, listen, stay steady on the course of having confidence in the Lord. And don't get off on this confusion junk. Satan is the author of confusion. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't see you. I don't know what to do. Stop all of that and get down and say, I don't know yet, but God will show me. See, that's an expectation. You might not know right this second, but you're trusting God, and somehow He's going to get it to you and break through. I mean, knows He's a big God. He's able to get the information that me and you need in the trials that we're in. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to just tell you tonight now, it's not a time to draw back and throw in the towel. It's not a time to let the devil tell you you're no good. It's not a time to let him tell you things ain't going to work out. He's a liar. The Bible says God works all things together for the good. That trumps his lies.
Right.
So you just be encouraged tonight. Don't you look back, bless God. You keep your head high. You tell that devil, get out of my house. Get out of here. I'm going to tell you this one more thing and I'm going to quit. I'm going down the road as a young Christian, and Satan telling me lies, just thoughts in my mind, you know, and trying to torment me. It was over treason, you know, that time, because I used to be a really, really jealous guy, you know, and it can't even touch me now, man. I mean, I'm like if somebody sweeps her off the feet, they'll bring her back. You got to have a grace to live with that woman, bless God, and they just thank God that I do. And I enjoy it. I enjoy, you know. Got out of the shower this afternoon. I just coming in. She said,
"What are you doing?"
I said, "Well, I mean, no, I'm standing on the road. I think she's out getting the grandkids. She's coming back from the other way." So I went over and checked the mail, and I'm looking out there, you know, and I'm standing on the road. Well, I hear a car coming. So I thought, well, it'll cross right now. And that's Western 500 through there. They can go fast, you know. And so all of a sudden, it's a little yellow truck. And it's coming out through there, and she said,
"What are you doing standing on the road?"
And I thought, well, I thought you was out there getting the grandkids. I didn't have no idea which way you was coming from. Standing on the road, I just checked the mail. It's going to cross the road here. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to get upset right before church. What am I doing standing on the road? What a question.
Weirdo.
You're standing on the road. What's the matter? I might be looking at the squirrels. Then to get out there and try this. I told her she had to go back in and brush her hair with others. And I said, and I had a little bit of fear. And I said, "Do you want me to go?"
"I don't care what you do."
"You want me to go get the grandkids while you're doing this?"
"I don't care what you want."
I started slamming the door on it. And I thought, hey. Then I go out there and I,
Hey, Papa!
I said, "Get your shoes on, boy." I'm like, "Come on, man, we're in a hurry here. Get your shoes on. Grandma's going to be standing out in the hot driveway. Get your shoes." Then Aubrey comes bobbing through there. "Hey, Papa, hug me, hold me." I'm like, "Get your shoes on, baby." They want to hug and all this. Look out. "Where's Grandma? Get out." And he says, "Where's Grandma?" I said, "Listen, get in there and buckle up." I said, "We're going to go pick Grandma up. Right here before church, all this stuff going on." And then I'm trying to keep my mind on the Lord. And little Aiden goes to singing that. What's that song?
"Thank You, Lord."
"Thank You, Lord." And then Teresa says, "My turn." "No, it's my turn. It's my turn." He's singing, "Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord." He's singing. I thought, "Lord of God, hallelujah. I ain't got no worries." Look at that little boy back there, man. He don't even want to let Grandma sing now. He wants to sing it all. Come on, let's bow our heads. Father, we praise You. And we thank You for the service.